has inspired and I and so many other anti-war movements activists have been for years and years. So please, a warm welcome for Ron Kovic, author of Born on the 4th of July. Thank you for that wonderful introduction, that beautiful introduction. We made it. We're here. We're here right now, and we're not leaving. Thank each and every one of you for coming here tonight. Thank you for taking the time to exercise your constitutional right of freedom of assembly and freedom of speech. Thank you for your commitment to citizenship tonight, for coming out, and for raising your voices against this awful and bloody quagmire war in Iraq. You know, I drove down tonight by myself, and I have a hand-controlled car. And I drove up from Redondo Beach, and it was a bit of a drive. There was a lot of traffic, but I was determined. I was going to join with you tonight, no matter what it took. I was going to come down to this demonstration. And I've been to this building before. I've been to this federal building before. I was here with 11 other disabled Vietnam veterans in wheelchairs in the spring of 1974. And on the 13th floor of this building, in the late Senator Alan Cranston's office, we went 17 days without food that spring to protest the despicable conditions in the Veterans Administration hospitals in Los Angeles and around the country. Vietnam veterans were coming home from the Vietnam War, and they were returning to hospitals that were like slums. Vietnam veterans who, many of them who were with me that spring, and are not alive anymore to speak. Let me speak for them tonight. Let me speak for those who stood with me in their wheelchairs in 1974 on the 13th floor of this building that I know so well. We went 17 days without food. We forced the head of the Veterans Administration at the time, Donald Johnson, to come all the way out from Washington, D.C. and meet with us. It was a great victory. There was a picture on the front page of the L.A. Times, I remember that Sunday after the strike ended. And it had a picture of a veteran pushing me, my wheelchair, out of the back entrance of this building. And underneath were the words, victory. Underneath were the words, victory. And we won a victory in 1974 at this building, so I know this building. So I drove down Wilshire Boulevard, got off from the freeway, and made a right-hand turn on Veteran Avenue, and I went into the parking lot thinking that I would park in the parking lot. As many of you made that same turn today and tried to park in the parking lot of our federal building, so that we, the people of the United States, we, the citizens of this country that we love, and this country that I gave 3/4 of my body for in Vietnam, we could exercise our sacred constitutional right of freedom of assembly, freedom to assemble nonviolently and peacefully, that is supported by the Constitution, But apparently it was not supported today by federal officials at this building. I was asked by a policeman as I drove my car into the parking area, "What are you here for?" And I said proudly, "I'm here to join in the anti-war demonstration." Unashamedly and proud that I had come here as a Vietnam veteran to join with you in opposing this immoral and unjust war in Iraq. And he said, "You can't park here." "Then you can't park here." And I said something after that I usually don't bring it up. I don't bring it up. But I brought it up today, so please forgive me for bringing it up. And I said to him, "I'm in a wheelchair. I'm a disabled Vietnam veteran in a wheelchair. Can I park here? I have a problem with my back." I didn't tell him that, but I said I was a disabled Vietnam veteran in a wheelchair. And he said, "It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You can't park here." And I said, "Okay." I thanked him, and I turned the car around, and I followed the bumper stickers, the peace bumper stickers, because they were all leaving. They were all forced to leave. They couldn't park in this parking lot. They were going to make it difficult for us today. They were going to make it hard. They were going to make it a little bit more frustrating than they've made it already. And so I drove, and I drove, and I drove. And I drove down blocks by myself in my car. And I couldn't find a parking space. And then I got about 3/4 of a mile away, almost a mile away. And finally, down a side street, I found a parking space. As I was driving around, I thought for a moment, I'm going to share this with you. I said to myself, "Maybe I'll just go home. Maybe I'll just drive home. This is ridiculous. This is frustrating." But something inside me I just couldn't leave. And I couldn't leave you. And I couldn't leave this movement. And I couldn't leave this country. And I couldn't leave my faith. I could not leave my faith that we are on the right road, and that Washington is on the wrong road, and that you are on the road to a new America, to a better country, to a more beautiful world, a more compassionate world, a loving world, a peaceful world, a nonviolent world, that you are the real patriots, you are the real citizens of this great land and this great country. And despite all the harassment, and despite all the policemen who are Americans just like we are, they will join us someday. And this building will be yours someday. And you will park in the lot when there is a demonstration in the future, I promise you. You will not be denied parking space. Democracy will be accessible. It will not be thwarted. There will not be barriers to our democracy. As this government is putting barriers and walls to our democracy today, we are going to break down these barriers. We are going to have a real, true, authentic people's democracy in this country, and we're going to fight for it, and we're going to make it a reality. Let me lastly say, thank you for listening. Let me lastly say that I got out of the car and I pushed my chair and I said to myself, I know I'm going to meet somebody along the way that's going to help me. And I did. And someone pushed me away and I met another person and they pushed me away. And I made it here and I'm with you tonight. And we're not going to give up. This is only the beginning. And look around you tonight. Look at all the people around you. And those numbers will multiply and multiply I promise you will multiply and multiply over the coming weeks and months. And this will be one of the most powerful movements in the history of this country. And you, each and every one of us here tonight and around this country who have been fighting for many, many months and for many years, we will change this country and we will change the world. Thank you very much. Peace.